Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. This is the latest update, 8 a.m. Eastern, and we have a brand new advisory out. But let's start out with the radar. Looking at the center, we're getting really close. We're about, latest reading I have, about 35 miles west of Cedar Key. The center being located right here as you follow it, getting closer and closer to the Florida coastline. So that the rain bands out ahead of it, some of those high winds, winds still 65 miles an hour, especially when you start looking at that northeast quadrant, some of those winds reaching the coastline soon. We did have some readings here. The latest we have Cedar Key sustained tropical storm force winds gusting to 51 miles an hour. So definitely those winds getting real close, and that will make landfall over the next few hours. But it's not just around that center. You're going to see those high winds. You're going to see some trees down, power outages associated with that. But you also see this rain band. We always talk about that tailing tail end where you get the high winds, the heavy rainfall, the dangerous travel. So you have to watch out for these rain bands with time, and that stretches all the way down just north of Fort Myers, Port Charlotte, up towards just south of Sarasota, getting some of that rainfall. Also, you start looking at where those tornadoes could be. That's also a danger in these systems. So anywhere around Gainesville up towards Lake City, even Jacksonville, some of these areas right here will have to watch out for tornadoes with time. Here is that latest advisory, brand new at the 8 o'clock hour. Here we are sitting right off the coast of Florida. We expect that landfall right in that hurricane warning area that we have really close. I mean, this is 65 miles an hour. You know, you start looking at 5-10 miles an hour hurricane or tropical storm, the impacts are going to be the same. With time making landfall next few hours, and then this afternoon continuing to move northward by 2 a.m. to early tomorrow morning, you're already up into Georgia, and with time Thursday afternoon up in the Carolinas and even portions of New England feeling the impacts of this early Friday morning into Friday afternoon with time. So that's what we're looking at for the track, and start seeing some of those impacts. One of those impacts is that continued rainfall that we are seeing. And some areas could get some significant rainfall, 2 to 4 inches, maybe some areas 6 inches of rain with time. But you can see that for portions of north central Florida into southeast Georgia. But look at this large swath of tropical rain that goes all the way up through the Carolinas, Charlotte, Raleigh, Wilmington. Any one of these areas could see those quick tropical downpours and can see some quick flooding at times. So that's something to really watch out for as we progress over the next few days. I did want to spend some time talking about some of the storm surge. We are seeing this, the water come up in places like Cedar Key and still holding up in Tampa Bay. We talked about once the storm passes, those southwest winds holding that water up and pushing that wind into Tampa Bay. We still think some of these areas could see 2, 3, 4 foot of water from that storm surge. So we're going to have to really watch that. I've been watching the gauges over the last few hours. Here's one example. This is Cedar Key. We talked about 35 miles to the west. So on that right-hand side, you get that push of water. This blue line right here is where we should be. And the red line, you can see some of the waves right here. And look at Cedar Key, that water is rising rapidly. So watch out for the water, watch out for the storm surge, plus all that rain. And we'll keep you posted from right here at the National Hurricane Center.